Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy. Hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today, we have Monorail Molly.
Hello, it's me. What a surprise.
And that leaves, of course, River Guide Chris.
Namaste. Welcome, everybody.
All right, let's get into it around the Zoom. Anything new? Molly, job search.
I already have a couple offers in hand, so let's go. And I still have some more interviews as well for things that are more in line with where I want to go. So thank you, everyone, for the good vibes. Please continue to send them.
That's awesome that you
awesome.
Already have
Congratulations.
Offers. All
I
comes
know.
Down to if you're happy. The mighty dollar does not matter unless you're happy. Let me tell you.
It is very, very true.
True that.
And as y'all know, I am no stranger to a minor career shift. So
you're talking to the guy who went back to school. So
exactly.
And Chris, who also has gone through multiple thoughts and feelings about jobs. So listen,
exactly.
This is what it comes down to, friends. You're never too old to figure out what you want to do. Like, you're talking to three people in their 30s that are still figuring it out. So if you're 18 and you're listening to us and your parents are saying you got to go to college and you need to figure out what your major is, it's okay. Take your time.
It's okay.
It'll all turn out fine. Chris, anything new with you?
I just got back last night from Reno. We took 33 of our youth bowlers to state tournament. They kicked butt. We'll know for sure like how well they did probably within the next month or so. They bowled. I don't know if you guys have ever seen pictures of the National Bowling Stadium before.
No.
But it is a massive 78-lane bowling center in Reno that's used for like the pros and stuff. And so like my youth bowlers got to bowl there and they were all excited. So
nice. Very cool.
Wow.
Very cool.
And I'm still trying to get over the stupid cold again.
Yeah. Join the club. Well, I'm not sick, but like just the weather here makes me feel like I have a cold, even though I don't.
Right.
It is allergy season.
Oh my gosh, mine are horrible.
It is crazy. No, my car, it was orange today. Normally, it's red. So we are having a rainstorm come through the area. So hopefully that'll rinse most of it away. But it has been brutal over here on
gosh.
The East Coast.
I didn't know you had a red car. I thought you had a blue car.
I used to.
Very nice. Very nice. Trying to think of what else I was going to say. Chris is on spring break. My spring break is over. Molly's got job offers at hand. Wow, we're just doing all the things. Disney news. We have some things, Chris. Did you have anything or do you want me to go?
Yeah, you go right ahead. Everything
okay.
I've got is all rumor right now, so.
We are finally getting an update to Tomorrowland. And by
Let's
that, I mean
go.
One Ride is getting an update. And it's one that needs one, but also there's other rides that could probably use a bigger update. Anyway, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin is going to be getting an update. It is closing. I forget exactly when it's closing. August, right?
I think so. It's funny. I completely forgot about that because that was like last week's news after we had already recorded.
Yes. And then it should be reopening sometime in 2026. We don't know the exact date. Basically, new ride vehicles, which I think they're just going to update. They are going to put a new shooter blaster on it, updated targets, and there is a new scene with a support bot buddy who is a departing Space Ranger. Oh, wait, sorry. As support bot, Buddy makes sure departing Space Rangers are fully prepared for their mission, enthusiastically providing encouragement, final system checks on their Star Cruisers, and change to their hone to their blaster aim. Star Cruisers and a chance to hone their blaster aim, whatever that means.
It means a chance to practice with their blasters, because remember, they're going to the handheld blaster like Disneyland has now.
Thank goodness. interactive targets. Beyond that, there is some Hollywood Studios news. We finally have an opening date for the Little Mermaid show, along with the villains Unfairly Ever After. They will be opening the same date, which is May 27th. So that's coming up very shortly. And then there's one other thing I had. I have to find it. Oh, this one just dropped today. You can now Well, not now. June 1st, you can start meeting Rex in Disney's California Adventure from Toy Story.
Ooh.
That's
Heck
so
yeah.
fun.
So now I got to go to Disneyland to meet Rex. But those are the three things I had, unless Chris, you had something else. I don't know.
Nope, you're good.
All right. Well, then, today it's a Monday night. So that's why we're all a little off the beaten path here. Vibes will hopefully get back to it. But it is advice column week. So it is tips and tricks, volume three. We're beating the Guardians of the Galaxies with the next one. So, question number one, if we're ready to get into it, are we ready to get into it?
Let's just jump into
Okay, here we
it.
go. Question number one. Why does Chris always have a tiger in the background? I'm just kidding. That's not what the question is.
Mean, I can change it.
No, it's fine. Question number one is best buffet restaurant on site. Don't mind if it's not character dining. So they're asking buffet.
This is a very good question.
I don't know that I have an answer for this because I don't typically do buffets.
And best is so subjective. Like, what do you like?
Correct. I mean, I feel like 1900 Park Fair was a good buffet.
You know, that's right. That's exactly where my head was going too.
And
I was
it
also
has,
thinking 1900.
yeah. And it also has character meet and greets with, well, it's changed, but I still think it's Cinderella, Eel Stepsisters,
Aladdin.
Aladdin. Is it Moana or is it Mirabelle? Mirabelle, right?
I think it's Maribel, yeah. I'd have to go look. See, and my brain instantly went over to Beer Garden for best buffet.
Oh, I didn't know that was a buffet, to be honest.
Oh, is it still a buffet? I know it used to be a buffet, but I think, isn't it
Have they
family
changed
style
it?
now?
I
I
think.
thought it was family style post-COVID, and I only say that because I did research it very recently.
Are you
Oh, now I'm
planning
going to
things,
look.
Molly?
No, I had it. I had a know things for
For.
the game day episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Beer Garden Restaurant is number one. Chris, what was I going to call you?
I have no
Where did
idea.
that go?
I don't know what you were trying to say.
Crystal Palace is one. Chef Mickey's, Tusker House,
German casual
Boma,
dining buffet, yeah.
Hollywood and Vine, and Arcutius are the ones that come up. I mean, there's obviously more than that. Ohana technically says buffet. I don't think that's a buffet. That's
No.
family style.
Yeah.
So now I'm questioning Beer Garden.
But I'm looking at Disney's website and it literally still says buffet.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
Well.
so your two answers are 1900 Park Fair and Beer Garden. That's what we're going to stick with. But I have heard great things about Tusker House. Obviously, Chef Mickey's is a favorite.
Tusker was
So,
fantastic when Claire and I did that years ago.
yeah, get on the My Disney Experience app, look at those options, see what sounds good.
And
Exactly.
honorable mention for Chef Mickey's, because you can sit and eat your breakfast and watch the monorail, and that's always fun.
True. Very true. You can also, well, I guess you can't do that at Ohana. Just kidding. It's on the other side of the restaurant, or the side of the building. Just kidding. Ignore what I'm saying. It's fine.
But you can see the Seven Seas Lagoon from Ohana.
Yes, and the
Right.
Magic Kingdom. All right. Question number two. Debating on going to Disney for 2 days, but no parks. Someone convince me it's worth it.
Two days, but no parks.
Correct. They're debating on going to Disney, but not the parks for 2 days.
It's worth it.
I mean, yeah, there's a million things to do. You can still go to Springs. That'll take a day. I mean, maybe two. I don't know. It just depends on what you want to do because you can do resort hopping, right? Like, you can go see the Art of Animation. No, sorry. Yeah, Art of Animation Resort. Kind of hang out, walk around there. All of the Springs resorts have great walking paths. So that's Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter, as well as Saratoga Springs. You can do the monorail loop and check out Polynesian, Grand Floridian, and Contemporary. Have dinner, lunch, whatever. You have Disney Springs, and then you can also do like a mini golfing
I was gonna
thing
say mini
at.
golf.
I
Like,
do
if
love
you
mini
want to
golf.
classify water parks as a park, then no, but you also have
But.
the water parks if you decide they're not a park.
Right. So I guess it depends on if you're trying to go and not spend money, right? Then I don't know. It's probably not worth it. If you're just trying to go and you're like, hey, I want to spend less than $100, right? Then yeah, do it. Do mini golf. It's like, I don't know, $15 a person, maybe.
Right. Sorry about
It's
that.
not, it's nothing crazy.
Yeah,
And it's
no.
also great mini golf courses.
Yes.
They really are. And if you're just stuck in Orlando for whatever reason and you're like, I can't afford to go to the parks, but I want Disney, like, there's so much to do.
It's true. I a couple of years ago, I actually took a very short weekend trip down to Orlando, and I spent one full day at Universal and then another full day I just had free, and I just spent the entire day at Disney Springs, and it was incredible.
Yeah, I love Springs. And there's plenty of to do there. So it is $19 per adult for Winter Summerland mini golf. Probably the same for Fantasia Gardens, but I mean, still, $20. It's not that
Yeah, it's
bad.
nothing.
It's not that bad. It's nothing,
Again,
Chris. Okay.
it's
Well,
great, great mini golf.
it is.
Compared to some of the prices I've seen,
It's
especially for
well,
Disney.
it is well kept mini golf that is not broken down and run down. And it's very well themed. Here's another. It's a monetary question. Question number three. Is $1,000 a day for a family of six okay? Everything is paid for. It's just spending money.
Oh,
Take me with you.
For
Yeah,
real.
for
Like,
real.
let's do the math there. That's like $120 a person, right? 1,000 divided by 600. 100. No, did I do that wrong?
Yeah,
No,
you said
yes.
1,000
1,000
divided by
divided by
600.
six. It's $167 a person.
Yeah, that's you're fine. Here's the thing. As someone from a family of six, if we could you imagine if you let the Meredith loose in Disney with a budget of $1,000 cash,
A day.
I'm sorry, we'd be in a different timeline at this point. That's
Correct.
insane. You could do anything with
I mean, let's be
that.
honest, even if it was $1,000 a day of a family of six and you still had to pay for food, like you still would have money left over for souvenirs. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, it's going to
Yeah.
cost you 40 to maybe $40 to $60 a day in food per person. And then you still
Right.
have $100 worth of souvenirs every day.
Can I make a pitch?
Yes.
Now, if everything is paid for and you already have the spending budget, may I suggest,
VIP
since you
tour.
already have, yes, I was gonna say, I would say go for an ultimate VIP tour of some kind. I'm not sure exactly what their offerings are at the current state, but at the very least, like the tours that I'm very closely aware of being the Ultimate Thrills Tour, your Classics Tour, and your Knights of Adventure Tour. Totally worth it, especially if you have that extra spending money, because then at that point, then you have one excellent tour guides, in my opinion, and the Fast Pass access to all of the rides. A snack is
Oh,
always
yeah.
included, or a meal is always included, and it's totally worth it. So that would just be my pitch if you were just looking to spend all that extra money somewhere. Just not on souvenirs.
Or like you said, there's three podcast hosts that would love to go with you. And
Yes.
we don't even need $167 a day. It's fine.
No, you can give me $10 and a Mickey pretzel and I'll be set.
Correct. Just give me
Yep.
access to the park. I'm happy.
Yeah. And there would still be money left over because park tickets are not $170, depending on the day.
Yeah.
Either way. Okay. My 13-year-old, oh, this is question number four.
Thank
My
you.
13-year-old loves Guardians. I do not. Would they let me walk with my kiddo in line and then bail out at the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
Sorry, my voice cut out there, but yes.
there's a thing called the chicken door. It's at every single ride that has that kind of line. I'm like, I was thinking about that as I was saying, and I'm like, well, I guess like poo cups and like those rides don't, but you still don't have to get on. You can just go through the exit. Even the carousel, you can just go exit. It's fine. Yeah. So yes, there is a whale to bail, always. Question number five. We're going through these really quick. Question
We're
number
just so
five.
good at advice today.
Yes, we are. So, can I buy and book Lightning Lanes 20 days in advance from my trip? The answer is no.
No. The answer is no.
It's 7 days. But there is one thing I will say. If you decide not to book Lightning Lane when you have that advantage, so this happened to us when we were in Disneyland. We decided to end up putting on Lightning Lane last minute. We couldn't purchase it until we were at the gate of the park. Like, even at Disneyland in their little like plaza area between Disneyland and California Adventure, it was blocked. We could not purchase it until we
Yes.
were through the gate. So if you're purchasing it in advance, that's great. You can do everything. But if you wait too long, then you have to wait until the day of and you have to physically be in the park.
But there's something else to understand there as well, which is that Disneyland and Disney World's Lightning Lanes are slightly different.
Okay.
Because with Disneyland, you're correct, you couldn't purchase it until you got, you have to scan in before you can even start making selections. Disneyland's Lightning Lane is old school fast pass where you have to be in the park to start making selections. Whereas Disney World, you have, if you're staying on property 7 days in advance, if you are staying off property 3 days in advance to make your reservations. So
Thank
I
you for the
just had a client at
clarification.
Disneyland.
Thank you for the
So
clarification.
absolutely.
Yes,
Can I
Molly.
make a quick point?
Absolutely.
I think this whole Lightning Lane business is very silly.
Give us back Fast Plus Plus, okay?
Give us back just regular fast passes. Honestly,
I was
I
gonna say.
think the paper fast passes were fine. I think those were great,
So
in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, but the thing about the paper fast passes is you have to physically go to that attraction. Pull a ticket and then go do another attraction. So it's a lot more steps in your day. Whereas, like, oh, I can just do it on my phone. I don't have to physically walk all the way over there to get it. So I like the paper Fast Pass, but I did appreciate Fast Pass Plus because you already have people that are exhausted in the parks. Don't make me walk. Like, if I'm in Adventureland and I'm trying to get Space Mountain, I don't want to walk all the way over there just to come back and ride Pirates. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I just maybe for me it's more nostalgia being able to
nostalgic,
like
yes.
being so excited to be like, okay, I'm gonna go up to the ride and then here's my fast pass and I'm gonna come back a little bit later. Hee
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. It'd be
hee
kind of
hee.
cool. Like, you remember how they used to have the, like the kiosks too?
Yes,
Like,
yes,
I wouldn't mind
yes.
having a kiosk and then it prints out the fast pass. That would be cool too.
That would
That
be
way,
cool.
like, you can choose from the other side of the park and it prints it out.
Yeah, I do like that.
We
At the very
look. We
least,
found the answer.
we found the answer. And at the very least, you know, I do agree with you where I, in my opinion, I think paying for any sort of fast pass, speedy, get in line faster sort of lane, I think that's silly, in my opinion. But maybe
Yes.
that's just me.
Well, if you
Maybe that's
got
just
rid of
me.
FastPass, lines would be so much faster in general because they
True.
let, I mean, when you think about FastPass, they're letting 50% of that first train be all FastPass. Then the other 50% is standby. If you don't have that FastPass lane, it's all standby, just constantly getting on there.
It's true. It's very true. Also, I know we probably need to move on to the next question, but speaking in terms of the whole fast pass thing, in case y'all or anyone listening hasn't already, check out the Defunctland video where he talks about fast passes and the history of it, because it is, first of all, it is an incredible and really interesting history. And second of all, he kind of pokes holes into the whole like theory of fast pass and how it really works and how it actually impacts lines and stuff. So just a little shout out from me to everyone.
Love that. Chris, are you trying to talk to us because you're on mute?
I appreciate that. Sorry, I was coughing earlier.
Was like, your mouth is moving and you are not saying anything.
One, I was totally in agreement with Molly's check out the Defunct Land on FastPass. And then I said, as a former attractions cast member who had to deal with the ratios of FastPass to standby.
And I could be wrong on that ratio. I was just throwing numbers out there. I don't know what you actually did.
Hey, well, and each attraction is different, and it really depends on what phase we are in. So a phase one, which is your normal, like everything's running smoothly, there's no issues. I'm gonna have to go find it. I don't have my exact numbers with me, but I've got my card like in my memory box. I'll have to go find it at some point. But it was like 1 to 10. So it was like one standby to every 10, or no, sorry, 1 to 4. One standby to every 4 fast pass guests.
Okay, and I will say, like, when they first did Smuggler's Run, I remember, like, we were the group that got stopped right before, like, the next,
Right.
party was in. And they literally let in, it was probably 9 to 1, like, 9 fast passes to 1 standby.
And that was when you got to a phase three, you were in a, well, you were officially in a 1 to 10. So one standby for every 10 fast pass. But really, it was shove as many fast passes as you can get through in at a time.
Yeah.
And so it was funny because a lot of people hated Merge, but it was one of my favorite spots. Because I would intentionally, we'd have two people running fast pass and standby. And anytime there was a slowdown in fast pass because somebody couldn't scan or whatever, I'm like shoving through as many standby guests as I
Oh,
could.
that would have been
Like,
me. I would have never been allowed on Merge because I would have always been like, we're doing 50-50 the whole time. Sorry. Don't care
right.
what phase we're in.
You know what's so funny is like see, I never knew that from like an attraction standpoint, from like a VIP tour standpoint. I guess I always understood the different phases more based on vibes, because like I would always come in with either like most likely these huge groups of like 25 plus people just strolling into the fast pass lane. And like if people didn't see me immediately, like the attractions cast members, they'd be like, oh my God, this is gonna be a nightmare. All these people just walking down this fast pass lane, and then they see me and they're like, oh, okay, it's just you. Great.
Right.
Very nice. Are we ready for the next question?
Let's do it.
I don't know. This is five something. Doesn't matter. The next question. Chris, this one's going to be more based for you. It's an Animal Kingdom question. Not that Molly, you can't answer it, but I know I won't be able to.
I'm banned.
So Animal Kingdom opens at 8. We want to rope drop the safari. Be there at 7? Question mark. I have the maps and app, but what is the most direct route? Molly actually is like, I know the answer.
Molly, go for it.
So actually, I have a completely unrelated answer, but like if you're gonna rope drop Animal Kingdom, don't just do it for the safari. You should be rope dropping Animal Kingdom for the, oh shoot.
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, for the Rainforest
Always the
Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe.
No, shoot, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's like the Birds of Prey. No, it's not, that's not the Birds of Prey. That's like the theater show. What's the they have the birds like kind of fly as like an
Birds in
opening.
Flight?
Birds in Flight, I think. What is it? No, hold on.
I'm trying to figure out
Hold
which one
please.
you're talking about, Molly.
Feathered Friends in Flight. Feathered Friends in Flight? Is that what it is?
I'm 95% sure if that's the one if that's the one she's thinking of.
Yeah, Feathered Friends in Flight.
Hold on. No, because isn't there.
No, Feathered Friends in Flight is the new.
Oh, Winged Encounters. Maybe that's what it is.
That's what you're thinking of, yes.
Yes, Winged Encounters, where the. My apologies, friends. No, Winged Encounters, where they. Now, this does happen different times throughout the morning at Animal Kingdom, but it is very cool where if you obviously are near the Tree of Life towards the beginning of the morning, the earliest show is around 9:15, then you get to see birds fly around the Tree of Life. And it's a great show, one of my favorites. Otherwise, personally, in my opinion, I don't think you necessarily need to rope drop Safari. I think especially nowadays, most people are going to be rope dropping for other attractions at Animal Kingdom.
Avatar,
Avatar,
Expedition
most likely,
Everest,
Expedition Everest,
The Nemo Show.
the Nemo Show. I want to rope drop. I'm gonna rope drop the Nemo Show. Could you imagine rope dropping for It's Tough to Be a Bug, RIP?
It's done and over with.
Yeah, we get this out of the way. Yeah, but anyway, to answer the question here, number one, if you're gonna rope drop Animal Kingdom, just hang out at the Tree of Life and watch the birds. It's cool. Otherwise, I guess you could go to the safari first, but like you'd kind of be wasting a rope drop, in my opinion.
I mean, I personally think Safari is better in the morning, but I don't know if it needs
True.
to be first thing either. And I don't know
I don't
how,
think you need to be first in line.
I mean, who else is rope dropping it too? Like, that's another question. Like, is that the first thing everybody's doing? Because then if it is, you probably do want to rope drop it.
I was going to say,
Exactly.
when I worked there, it was one of the popular ones to rope drop.
Well, this is your question. Keep going.
It was one of the popular ones to rope drop. Ryan, you are correct. When it's cooler out, the animals are more lively, more active. So,
Yeah, you either want to be like first of the day or last of the day.
exactly. So absolutely. Now, rope drop, that's going to depend on what time. So you said park opens at 8.
Yes. Do people really line up at 7?
I mean, there are people that do, but that's kind of a lot. Like,
I feel like you could get there like at 7:55 and be a-okay.
I would say if you really want to, like, and again, it depends because I don't know how rope drop works anymore because I haven't worked there in 7 years. Like,
They drop the rope and then everybody rushes in. That's what
Right.
happens.
But I mean, it used to be,
You drop the rope and
you
people
used to be
walk
held at
in.
one point.
I don't
You used to be held at one point, and then like as things have changed and
They
whatnot,
held
they go,
you?
you can go up to this part or you can go up to that part. No, I'd say if you're there by 7:30, 7:40, you're fine. Like, and that's in the parking lot, not at the gate.
Fair enough.
But your main thing, you're going straight through the oasis, cut a left, and straight back to Africa.
Okay.
So,
Thanks. Good job. Please give me hope for a rainy day in MK. That's Magic Kingdom for those who don't know. We've been planning this for months, and tomorrow has a 90% chance of rain. I'm just imagining windy, miserable, soaked kids, and I'm so upset right now.
let me answer this question for you. Here's the thing about Florida. The weather is very predictable. It is hot, rain in the afternoon. You can assume every single day in Florida has a 99% chance of rain. Here's my pro tips for you. Number one, it's not going to be cold, so jot that down. Number two, it's probably not going to be windy either. If you're worried about your kids getting wet, I think I've said this at least 3 or 5 times on this podcast. Bring slickers. Get a poncho, bring slickers. Please do it because it's going to be your game changer go-to for a sudden rainstorm, which will happen at some point. Otherwise, the rain most likely will be over and done with before you notice it. I can tell you guys, it has happened numerous times where I've gotten on and off a ride and been like, oh, it rained while we were in there. Okay.
Yeah.
And just moved on with our day.
Here's the other thing. Depending on when you're going, if you're going in the summer, yeah, you're 100% gonna get rained on. It's gonna happen. Unless you're there during hurricane season, it's very rare that the storm is so bad that, you know. I mean, I've been there. I've literally walked through deep puddles through
There's
Magic Kingdom.
literally a photo of Molly and I walking down Main Street, Chris, that you have taken where
Right.
the rain was up to our ankles.
Right,
But it
absolutely.
lasted, what, 20, 30 minutes max? Go do some shopping. And you know what? Maybe your kids do want to play in the rain. So again, bring your Crocs or your slides or whatever. Let the kids run around. Make sure you have a poncho or a rain jacket, and then, you know, you take it off, you put your normal shoes and socks back on, and you go about your day.
Exactly.
The thing about Disney World is, especially Magic Kingdom, is most of the rides are indoors. Most of the queue lines are indoors. So yeah, you need that poncho and you probably need some waterproof shoes or again, Crocs, slides, whatever you're using to get from one place to the other. But once you're in the queue line, you're gonna be dry.
The other great thing is if when it does rain, you know, as long as it's not raining super bad, they may cancel the parade, but they'll give you the rainy day cavalcade. I mean, they have lots of other options for when it rains.
Yeah, so parades might be
So.
canceled. And then the other thing I was thinking was, oh no, what else was I thinking, guys? Help, Molly.
While you're thinking, it's so funny. I just remembered this. And Chris, I can't believe I've never said this back to you, but one of mine and my siblings, whoa, that was not the right word. My apologies. One of me and my siblings' favorite things to do during whenever we were at Animal Kingdom and it started to rain, we would always make a mad dash for Cali and try and get on there in the rain because we're like, if we're gonna be wet, we're just gonna be soaked. Let's just go for it.
I love that. And
It
that's a
was the
great point
best. too. Splash Mountain, Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Like,
Right.
and what I was gonna say is meet and greets will be a little more miserable too, and maybe not happening.
Yeah.
But you still have the rides, you still have, you know, different shows that are indoors, shopping again. Like, there's things to do. It's not like, you know, make the best out of a bad situation.
Like you said, Magic is so much indoors. Like, there's so much to do indoors at Magic Kingdom that that is definitely the park that if it's gonna rain to be at.
Don't be an Epcot. Don't be an Animal Kingdom. Hollywood, be okay. Next question. Deciding between Garden Grill or Roundup Rodeo, what do you all prefer? Well, I've
What
never
is
been to.
Roundup Rodeo?
That is, I think that's supposed to be Andy's backyard barbecue, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe? Because Roundup, like the Roundup gang.
In my opinion, and I don't think anyone's gonna be surprised. This is coming from me as an Epcot girly. I think you should go Garden Grill. if your option is between what we're assuming is the backyard barbecue
It
and
is. I just looked it up. It is.
thank you.
If your choice is between the backyard barbecue and the garden grill, go for garden grill because number one, the food slaps so good. Two, it's character dining. If you got kids, they're gonna go nuts. Three, the restaurant spins. That's just cool.
Yeah, but if your kids are obsessed with Toy Story and you're
Right.
already in
True.
Hollywood Studios, Roundup
I
Rodeo.
mean, that's the
True.
question right there. Which park are you going to be
Well,
in?
yeah,
Do you also very true.
unless this is one of those things where, hey, we're going to do Epcot one day and Hollywood one day, we're going to choose one place to dine at, like this kind of dining, which one do we do? And in that
Right.
situation, I'm choosing Roundup Rodeo because then at Epcot, we can snack on different things depending on if the festival's happening.
Truth.
True, true, sure, true. I like your thought process there.
So,
I, for one, though, I'm sticking with Garden Grill as my answer. Good
and that's a great answer.
That is a great answer. I mean, here I'm kind of
Good
torn
answer. Good
because
answer. Okay.
I've done Garden Grill once before. I've never done Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, so.
And I mean, obviously, Roundup Rodeo Barbecue is barbecue. Garden Grill is what, like, what does it have?
It's very much like a home style meal where it's like
Yeah.
turkey and green beans and mashed
Okay.
potatoes. It's like really homey. It's really good.
So the other thing just to keep in mind is Garden Grill for lunch and dinner is over $60 per adult. Roundup Rodeo is $35 to $60. So Roundup Rodeo is also cheaper. But I don't know if it's a, I don't think it's character dining
I don't think
though.
it is either.
No.
And it doesn't spin.
Oh my gosh.
And Ryan,
Evil
it doesn't have
Doctor
Chip and
smoked
Dale.
ribs. I know it doesn't have Chip and Dale. I'm reading the food at Roundup Rodeo. Evil Doctor smoked ribs, so Dr. Evil pork chop. Buttercup's beef brisket. There's a sausage in my boot. Interesting. Barbecue chicken with style.
And now I'm hungry.
Oh,
You know
so
what?
I'm gonna put an official plea out to the universe, because obviously we all need some more research in the different restaurants on property. So someone needs to sponsor a trip for three podcasters to go to Disney and just eat a lot of food, please.
right.
Our Venmos will be in the description below.
You know where to find us on Instagram. You know to find our email if you want to email us a business contract to eat food.
Thank you.
Thank you, please, and thank you.
And we're out. We're done.
And
Until next time, I'm Ryan. I'm just
until the
kidding.
next time, we're gonna wait for the dollars to roll in.
Oh man. I don't think that was one for
I mean,
this.
I definitely do need more reasons to write Disney trips off. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for real. Okay, I gotta figure out. There's like three different posts on this one screenshot, so I have to see which one it is. I don't think it's that one. What?
The look of confusion on his
No, I'm
face.
just okay. So I think I'm supposed to do the one in the middle, but this one on the bottom is like now confusing me. So I don't know if this is real. I don't think you can do this. It says, so staying at POR, which is Port Orleans Riverside,
Riverside.
how would I go about entering Epcot from the back entrance? Would I just take my bus to Hollywood Studios and then Skyliner to Epcot? Oh, they're meaning through the International Gateway.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah.
I'm like, what are they talking about? How do you go in the back entrance of Epcot? You gotta be a cast member to do that.
They're just gonna walk in through the back near test track. Don't worry about
Okay,
it.
but my question is, why do you want to go in the back entrance? Why don't you want to use the front entrance? Because you're only gonna go around the world, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, sometimes it's just cool. I gotta say, as someone who's only used that international entrance once or twice, it does make you feel kind of special to go in that way.
Because it's way less busy,
It's
yes.
way less busy, and you and like, well, A, it's way less busy, and you're literally walking into France, so you're just like, oh, wee
Yeah.
wee.
So I don't know, Chris, you might be able to answer this. Is there a bus, a resort bus, that goes to the boardwalk?
No.
Okay.
So,
So what would they
you're
have to do?
exactly what they said. They would have to, if you are adamant about you are coming into France because you want that Grand Marnier slush. Because that's about the only reason I would put that much effort into coming in through France. you are gonna have to take your bus from Coeur d'Alene Riverside over to Studio and then Skyliner it over.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification, because I was like, what? Okay. Then this is the other one. This is the one in the middle that I think I was supposed to ask, but I got really confused on that one. So I am in the process of learning the My Disney Experience app. It talks about paying for meals and merchandise with it. I am Canadian and would prefer that all these items get charged to my on-property resort account and be paid for all at once. Is this possible? Does my credit card have to be individually charged every time? The fee could get a little crazy.
Great question.
I
That is
feel
a very good
like
question.
through the My Disney Experience app, yes, it charges you every time. But I'm wondering if they did the Magic Band where it's linked to your Magic Band, doesn't it just charge at the end of the visit? Or am I wrong
Right.
for thinking that?
Oh, yeah. I think that might be what they're look I think that might be a better solution. I think they're trying to kind of reinvent the wheel here.
But that is what the Magic Band does, right? It charges at the
I
very
believe
end.
so.
Yeah, so what it does is it's a room charge. It goes
Okay.
basically, it
Right.
just adds on to your hotel room stay.
Right. Which exactly is kind of what they're looking for.
Right.
And that way it's all just itemized at once. So, pro tip for international friends, especially with recent tariffs and baloney going on, just use your magic band.
Yeah, use your Magic Band. The other thing too is like there are certain banks out there, and I don't know what the Canadian banks are like, but I know like going to Japan, we've been looking at different options as well for purchasing things. And there are certain credit cards that don't have an international fee. Like they will just charge it whatever it is. So it just depends. Like I know the Apple card, it has no foreign transaction fees. So whatever I'm paying in the Japanese dollar or whatever they use, I don't know
Yeah.
exactly what it is. Yen, it is yen. It just transfers right to American dollars on my card, and I'm not going to have any fees. So, look at different options as far as that goes as well. If you are from Canada or another country coming over, any other tips and tricks for that? No. Okay. This one also has three on it. Hang on.
We gotta lock it and learn
It
how to
is not the
read.
first one because I did not hit C more, and I don't think it's the last one because this is actually hilarious. Wait. So I'm a bigger guy, and I think those Loungefly backpacks look sweet. I want to get one. I keep trying to get my wife interested in one, but she's not the type to want one. Is it weird for me to get one?
No, dude, live
Dude,
your truth.
live your
No.
truth. Live your life. This is 2025. Nobody cares anymore. And
We all love.
if they do care, forget about them. You shouldn't care about what other people
Right.
think.
Hell yeah, we all love big guy, tiny backpack.
Like, take your tiny backpack, get in your slug bug, and go, okay?
Yes, I want to see the trifecta of tiny backpack, Crocs, jorts.
Smart car.
Smart card.
Jeez.
Or select bug. Your
As a
choice.
big guy myself, there have been some lounge flies that I like. I like my big backpack though. I like being able to store lots of
Yeah.
stuff, and I don't think that I could do that with, the tiny little lounge fly.
I know. I keep looking at the Loungeflies because, like, I really, really like the Woody one. And
Right.
I keep getting so close to buying one. I'm like, but a normal backpack is so much better. And honestly, like, Loungeflies are expensive. They're like
Yeah.
70, 80 bucks. And I'm like, I'm
Exactly.
only going to use this when I'm here.
See, and my school librarian, his wife is a Disney adult, and she has a collection of both lounge flies and Doonies. And so anytime she's in the building, like I immediately look at her, I'm like, what purse are you carrying today? What bag you got?
Yeah.
Like, show me the Doonie, show me the lounge fly. Actually, she was there for book fair last week and she just had a regular purse. She did not have a lounge fly or a Doonie, and we were both disappointed.
Yeah, I would be too.
Like, but no, if you want a lounge fly and you got that kind of money and you've got one your heart's set on, go get it. Go do it.
Nobody cares, especially in the Disney parks. Like, nobody looks at you twice for doing something weird.
And the ones that do care in the Disney parks don't matter anyways.
Correct. They belong in Universal. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. How bad is the Tower of Terror for real? Because I was watching a video on it and really like the theming. I'm so considering riding it, but a couple of videos showed people lifting out of their seats and I'm fat, so I'm scared I'll go flying. I didn't read that last sentence. I didn't pre-read that last sentence. I'm so sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
I was gonna say, as the resident fat guy on the podcast, there's nothing to worry about.
Not only that, but Tower of Terror, like, I'm not trying to get any ideas here, so you don't hear this from me. There used to be a time at Tower of Terror where people would take their seatbelts and put a little extra, like, sit on it a little bit so they could get a little air,
Yep.
which is probably what was happening in those videos that you were seeing. That is very discouraged. That is very, like, that is not good on safety at all. It is not a safe thing to do. You want to be safe. Put that seatbelt on. They will have you pull that yellow strap. It will be tight. You will not go flying.
Will you come out of your seat? Possibly, yes. I have
And
plenty of times,
I have too, but it's
even with my
not.
seatbelt properly secured.
But I also purposely try and lift myself up. If you don't try and lift yourself up, you will stay in that seat. But again, we do not encourage you to sit on the seatbelt. We do not encourage you to do anything that is against park rules. Make sure your seatbelt is fastened as tight as it can be. You're still going to get a little bit of air, but you're only going to get maybe like half an inch, quite honestly.
Yes, and just to kind of piggyback off of Rye's point, yes, we don't endorse nor do we suggest that you do this, but as and I plead the fifth here, but as someone who may have known some kids who have a history of getting into some shenanigans, the only way that you can get yourself any major air on Tower of Terror is if you forcefully and intentionally give yourself extra slack in the seatbelt. Again, I plead the fifth. I merely am speaking from on behalf of third party experience, not including myself, not to incriminate myself. But yeah, is don't worry about trying to lift out. Again, also as a resident thickums on the pod here, don't worry about it. You're good.
My gosh, you two are ridiculous. We're moving on.
We just got a specialized question for us. We're like, oh my God, wait, I can
Okay,
answer
hold
this
on.
one.
Oh my God. Okay, moving on. Well, looks like we get in at 4 a.m. to Orlando in April. Is there anywhere to eat breakfast before 6 a.m. on Disney property? We're probably going to be starving.
Well, I had a response, and then you finish with on Disney property.
I don't think there are.
Don't think.
That's really
No.
early.
I don't even think the McDonald's on Disney property is open that early. I was gonna say Waffle House, but then he said on Disney property.
Yeah, me and that Waffle House, we got some memories.
I wonder
Rye,
if
I think
there's.
I've got pictures of me and you at that Waffle House.
I don't think I ever went to Waffle. Oh wait, yes, isn't that where your button got switched with your face on the Snapchat filter?
Yes.
So I lived in Florida twice and I still have never actually been to a Waffle House.
That's the only time I went to the Waffle House. That's why I was like, I don't remember Waffle House. Yeah, monorails went to Waffle House one morning. I do remember that. Breakfast starts at 7 a.m. on property.
Yeah.
But I wonder about Springs. Do you think there's any Springs probably doesn't even.
Disney Springs generally opens 10 a.m. Some venues like Starbucks may open earlier.
Yeah, I'm like looking to see if there's anything even like breakfast near Walt Disney World without being on property. Consider Plansha at the Four Seasons.
The McDonald's located on Walt Disney World property near the All-Star Resorts is open 24 hours a day.
Oh, sick. So you can get Mickey D's.
Yes, but you got to find a way to get there because the Disney buses do not transport.
That's okay. I'm trying to see what time Plansha opens at the Four Seasons because you could depending on where this is, I don't know where it is. Oh, nope, they open at 11 a.m., so never mind. Ignore that. Now, why does it say breakfast?
Right, that's what I was about to say.
Anyway, moving on. Sorry, you're out of luck. You're gonna have to starve.
McDonald's is your choice.
In case my 3.5-year-old hates all the rides at Magic Kingdom. Yeah, okay.
Debatable.
Literally. And Hollywood. Debatable. What are all the things to do with him that he may enjoy? Not ride related. We will be there tomorrow, and I'm panicking that he will not enjoy. Well, there's meet and greets.
Okay, well, let's consider this. So you're saying that you're going to be at Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios with a 3-year-old, and you're scared about what you're going to be able to do with your 3-year-old at Magic Kingdom and Hollywood
Hollywood
Studios.
Studios.
Okay, here's my tip to this person. Open up the My Disney Experience app.
Yeah. Here's my question.
Period.
Literally.
Does your child like Disney? Like, my
Why are
niece
you
is
at
obsessed
Disney
with
if your
Mickey
kid
Mouse.
hates Disney?
My niece is obsessed with Groot. Like, okay, and she's under three.
Talk to your
So
child.
I know that I could take this child to Disney and we would be fine. Also,
Barnstormer.
I mean, her uncle is a Disney adult,
Which,
so
oh,
she has no choice anyways.
I don't think I brought this up on the podcast. How long the Barnstormer is? I think I just texted it to you guys, right?
I think
Yeah.
so, yeah.
So, fun fact for everybody, the Barnstormer is 1 minute and 3 seconds. It's about three times as long as I thought it actually was. Okay.
And still not long enough.
Yes, I have three more.
Oh, let's finish answering that one though.
Oh, sorry.
Meet and greets, or go buy yourself a ticket to Animal Kingdom and take them to see the animals, or to Epcot and take them to see the sea animals.
Yeah, I mean,
Like,
worst comes to worst, put it, do a park hopper. Like,
right.
that way you do have a backup park.
So there's my response. Go watch a parade.
Yeah, Literally.
literally anything.
There's gonna
Anything.
be
A show,
something.
fireworks,
There's gonna be
something.
something your kid likes. Even if that kid just wants to ride the monorail all day long. Like,
Do that.
yeah.
Those are my favorite kids. Right, I don't know if you remember like those kids where like they would just be like, "Mom, I just want to go again on the monorail." And
Yes.
like the parents would be like, "I get me off of this train, please."
They would just ride the resort one because they're like, I'm not dealing with all these people.
Yeah.
Or they'd hop on the up Epcot one just to change it up for a minute, and it's a longer ride. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And especially because I loved working the Epcot ramp. Sometimes I'd start counting and I'd be like, I think this is trip number 3 for y'all, right? And the parents would be like, yeah.
Yeah. Right. What are the wait times typically for Splash Mountain? Can't seem to find it on the app. Well, there's a
Well,
reason for that.
non-existent. No. They're going to be non-existent.
If you look on the app, there might be a thing that looks very similar to it, but it's called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That's because it got rethemed to Tiana. So whatever
It
that
doesn't
wait
exist
time
anymore.
is,
You can't ride Splash.
yeah, whatever that wait time is the wait time for Splash Mountain. But it's gonna look a little different. But honestly, I don't know what the wait times have been recently.
I don't know, I haven't looked. I'm going to now though, because now I'm curious.
I'm gonna say anywhere from like 45 to an hour and 30 minutes, give or take. Another fun one. I just saw another one just like this, but it was Animal Kingdom instead. What is the best parking lot to use while visiting Epcot? We are going to be staying off property. Thanks in advance.
I don't think you
Best
get a
parking lot
choice.
to use when
The parking lot you drive to when you go to the
well, I would
park.
recommend Epcot's parking lot.
It yeah, because if you're parking at the Animal Kingdom parking lot, you're gonna be
I'm gonna
take.
park at the transportation. Well, I guess you could park at the
You
transportation and
could.
ticket
I mean, you
center.
could.
All right, you know what? That's gonna be my answer for this
Okay, so
lady.
you know what?
Go,
Now.
you park at the transportation and ticket center so you can take the monorail over to
Yes.
Epcot.
So, okay, so that is a little more valid than I thought it was originally. But I was like, why would you not just park at the Epcot parking lot? But you could also technically park at Hollywood Studios to take the Skyliner over. And you can also park at the Boardwalk. So, okay, this is a little more valid than I thought. But there was one that said, what parking lot should I park at for Animal Kingdom? Animal Kingdom for
Animal
that
Kingdom
one.
parking lot.
But Epcot, it depends. Do you want to get there? Like, do you want to park and be right in the park? Then the Epcot parking lot. Do you want to take the Skyliner? Then Hollywood Studios. Do you want to take the monorail? Then TTC.
I will give a benefit of the doubt answer here, where some people may not understand the flow of parking at Disney World, because obviously a lot of people talk about like, oh, I parked in Dragon today at Animal Kingdom. So people might be like, oh, which one of those like parking areas
Which
is best?
that could
Which
be what this
is
is. Like, are they asking,
right.
do I do priority parking? Do I do regular parking? Like,
Exactly. Which, as my answer about parking, and this is just coming from someone who loves to drive and I like to have my own vehicle places. For one, when you get to any Disney park, unless it's like after like a certain time where they aren't expecting as many people to arrive at the park and they expect more people to be leaving, typically there's a lot of parking cast members out where you don't get a choice for where you park. They tell you exactly where to park, and then you get on the tram and then you get going. Which is really my main point here is all of the, like, obviously the parking lots are massive because these are huge parks, but they are accessible and they do have trams going between the different areas of the parking lot. So no matter where you really park, it's not like you're going to have to be hoofing it too long, because there's going to be a way to at least get you closer to that main entrance.
What did Epcot use as their markers for parking?
I think it's, let me double check. I think it's characters. Let me
Is it?
verify.
Okay.
Oh, correction. So actually I was right. Haha. So it is characters. They're divided into
Earth and space.
Earth and space. So for the Earth side, you have Moana, Hei Hei, Crush, and Dory. And for the space side, you have Wall-E, Eve, Rocket, and Gamora.
Gamora.
Nice. Okay, last one. Question: I have four people in my party. One of them is two, so he doesn't have a ticket to the parks, which makes sense.
Right.
If your child is under two, they do not need a park ticket. They get in for free. Over the age of two, you have to get a child's ticket. When booking character dining, do I book three or four guests?
That is a good question. And Chris, I feel like this question is specially suited for you and your special skills.
I agree.
It is recommended that you book four. So Disney likes to know exactly how many people are going to be in the restaurant at all times. Kind of like when you're checking into most hotels, they'll ask you like how many kids you have or how many.
And
There's a
that's,
reason for that, and it's fire code.
well, not only that, but also especially put your child on your hotel reservation, because if your child goes missing or there's a fire or there's something, you want that child to be accounted for in the hotel
Yeah,
reservation system. So make sure
absolutely.
that you absolutely have them on the hotel reservation as well as the dining reservations. Beyond that, I don't think there's really much more you have to have them included on.
No, exactly. But that also, even if they're not eating, that gives them an idea of, okay, well, we need, because yeah, some people hold their 2-year-old, but some people are going to want them in like a high chair.
Right.
And so it's like, do I need a three top or do I need a four top table? Like, what do I need room for? So
And
yeah.
that was the last question we had.
Excellent advice, everyone. I think we did a
Yes.
great job.
We did a
Oh, yeah.
fantastic job today. What
People should
questions?
ask us more questions.
Ask us more questions. We're in an hour, actually. But friends, if there are questions that you have for us that we have not answered, go ahead and email us at dcpanonymouse@gmail.com or send us a DM on Instagram, dcpanonymousepod. And we'll continue to answer them on Facebook. Well, not on Facebook, but we'll take Facebook questions and answer them here on the podcast. And until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast. Bing bong, bing bong.
DTFN.
Wait, Molly, were you like having a slight stroke there when we were going through the. Because you like gave this look like, wait, is it me or Chris in the middle? I forget.
I was like, hold on a second, I got this. I was like, oh.
It's hilarious.